My name is Rian Martens from Cape Town, South Africa, and I became a big fan and avid reader of your ideas about 10 years ago. In 1999, I did an MBA and was nicknamed Warren Buffett because I quoted you in all the classroom discussions. All I wanted to learn was how to value a stock and think about stock prices, but sadly, I was rather disappointed to find out that our MBA did not really teach that. Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger, my question is this. If you had to predict who would be the superior investors from a group of young, bright people who share your investment philosophy and possess the realism and discipline you referred to earlier, which characteristics or work habits would you like to know about the individuals in the group, and what weighting would you place on each factor to ensure the greatest probability of your prediction being correct?
Well, that's too easy a question for me, so I'll let Charlie answer that.
I think the fair answer to that one is that I'm not capable of answering it.
No, but I do. I think that's exactly right. I mean, if you ask me, how should you pick a wife? You know, 18% to humor, 12% to looks. You know, 17%. You know, the parents. I can't give you the formula, but I think you'll make the right decision. You know, when you get. And I think if Charlie and I were around a dozen very bright MBAs with good records and all of that, and we spent some time with them, I think we'd have a reasonable chance of picking somebody from that group that might not necessarily be number one, but they would be in the upper quartile in terms of how they actually turned out. I can't write out a software program or anything that will enable you to do that. I had that problem exactly at Solomon on that Saturday morning, whatever it was, August 17th, and I had to pick a guy to run the place. And there were a dozen or so people that all thought that they were the ones, or a number of them thought they were the ones to run it. And they all had high IQs, and they all had lots of experience in investment banking and everything. And in the end, I had to pick one. And I did pick the right one, I will say that. And, you know, could I be 100% sure at that time it was the right one? Well, probably not, but I felt pretty sure I had the right one. And I can't tell you. I've had people say to me, well, what did you ask them and how did you evaluate it? Because I only had about 3 hours to do it. And I don't know. I mean, I can't write you out a set of questions that you should ask somebody. Some of it may be body language and different things of that sort. There are a lot of variables in it, but I think in the end, you would have picked the same person I picked if you'd been in that spot. You'd had to pick somebody in the 3 hours. But quantifying it for you, I just can't do it. Charlie, have you got new?
Yeah. Questions? Well, when multiple factors are causing success, you get these anomalies. You could have two people who are going to be equally successful, and one is terribly good at A and terrible at Z, and the other is terribly good at Z and is very good at Z and terrible at A. They're equal. Which factor is most important? The answer, it doesn't matter in that case. When you got multiple factors, great strength in one will compensate some for weakness in another, and the factors can be quite different. I think the investment world is full of people who are succeeding based on quite different sorts of talent.
We'll try to do better next year. Number eight.